Good morning. It's Thursday, 11th February. Our New Testament reading today is Mark chapter 7. I'm going to read to you from Brother Melva Perkis' book, A Life of Jesus. Brother Perkis describes how Jesus spent time alone with his disciples and then writes this. How long this joyful sojourn in the mountains lasted, we cannot tell. But at last it ended, and they took the road southwards through Iturea, reaching the eastern shores of the Sea of Galilee from the province of Decapolis. Long before they had their first glimpse of the rich blue of the sea, Jesus had been recognised. They had travelled through the country of the Gergesenes, where Legion, now a peaceful evangelist, was spreading abroad his fame. It may well be that the seed he had sown had brought forth fruit. When Jesus reached the top of a mountain, he was besieged by a multitude of people, bringing with them their blind, dumb, and maimed. This was the first time such a scene had occurred outside the confines of Israel, and it had a profound effect upon these semi-Gentile people who glorified the God of Israel. The scene must have surprised the disciples, who themselves had been carefully instructed to go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But it was a scene which foreshadowed the time, not far distant, when the blessings which had been confined to the Jews since the days of Abraham would be extended to embrace all mankind. Mark singles out one particular miracle at this time. The people brought to him a man who was deaf and, probably because of his deafness, suffered also from an impediment in his speech. It is an inspiration to watch Jesus deal with this man who cannot hear the word of life, nor cry for release from his infirmity. Jesus led him away from the multitude, and, entering into his limitations so that he might draw forth the man's faith, he healed him by signs. First, he plunged his fingers into the deaf ears. Moistening his own finger with saliva, he touched the tongue that was tied. Then, looking up to heaven to direct the afflicted man's attention to the true source of his healing, he sighed. None of these actions had produced any result, but they had given the man an understanding which was the seedbed of faith and preparation for the blessing. At last he spoke, "Ephphatha, be opened." And, Mark tells us, straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. Jesus charged him, and those of his friends who had left the multitude to witness the miracle, to tell no man. But, as on previous occasions, they published it the more. As with so many of the works of Christ, this miracle has features which give cause for reflection. We notice that Jesus drew the man away from the crowds that he might heal him. The reason was probably to take him from influences which would distract his attention during this supreme preparation of faith. Alone with Jesus, he could concentrate upon him and understand the meaning of every gesture he made. There are times when such a process is necessary for the spiritual healing of those who follow. The Lord God has given his Son the tongue of the learned, that he might speak a word in season to him that is weary. Sometimes our ears are dull of hearing, and when they are, we usually find that we have also an impediment in our speech. To take us away from the multitude to the isolation of a sickbed, or into that mental detachment which comes from solitude, is perhaps the only way towards the healing which will give us ears to hear the joyful sound of the gospel and voice to speak forth all his praise. Thank you for listening.